We are back on the Underdog Jets podcast with Wayne Grabet. 6 days to training camp thereabouts. We're about a week out. We'll do a live show beforehand to truly preview it more officially. Got some news for you at the end of the show. And actually a funny incident Wayne's going to actually explain to you at the end of the show too, where a lot of people look similar these days. But we'll get to that later. Wayne, first, are you excited for camp? Tell the people.
Yeah. As far as the story later, I didn't recognize a newly crowned world champion at Fanatics. I'll tell you about that later. But exciting stuff. Another year. Was over at the facility not too long ago, and kind of can sense, I'm the biased and homer, but you can just sense a different atmosphere in there. And just looking how Reich's been coaching, and the quotes from AG and Muji, looks like it's just going to be a completely different year from last year as far as the product on the field.
Yeah, and you actually mentioned it earlier, the leadership aspect.
Yeah.
I mean, compare this team to last year's. Everyone loves to look at the depth chart and compare talent, per se. Right. To me, it's about how the talent comes together, how it's envisioned. Reich's going to help, but sometimes you need the leadership on the field to make it happen. And with DeMario and Minka and Gino, you start to remember back to your teams with, Mo Lewis and Vinny and you and all those dudes,
Yeah. Listen, for people who don't understand, I say it this way. Since you're looking at the quarterbacks, even back to like Zach Wilson, you're like, all right, say you're going through this drought. Say you're on a big losing streak. Say you're having a bad first half. Who's the guy, coaches out, get out, closed door, players only. Who's the guy that goes in front of the room? It wasn't going to be Garrett or Sauce. It wasn't going to be Zach. They didn't really have any, leadership. Right. As far as guys like that, like a Brian Cox goes up there, or Mawai, or Vinny, or Curtis, or me.
Who was it for you guys, the Parcells teams?
Done defense. Cox. A ton of guys. Could be Aaron Glenn. Could be Victor. Could be Cox. Could be, like, Mo wasn't as talkative, but, like, right. Guys like that. And then,
Vinny, too, right? Vinny wasn't
– offense, yeah. Vinny's a captain. Vinny, Mawai, Curtis. I mean, we had Jumbo. We had Dave Zott, who's, a vet. Yeah. Guys, you're like, oh, shit, you better listen to these guys. It's kind of like Monday Night Miracle. At halftime, we, look at the guys in that game. We're just like, this isn't going to happen like this. And now, you got Demario Davis back. You got Minka Fitzpatrick. Vets, Pro Bowl guys, guys that have been around different programs, winners, losers. You got two players there with Aaron Glenn and Frank Reich's DOC. And then on offense, you got the guy Brees is signed now. He's a vet now. He signed. He's been there. Garrett's older from talking to him. And then the lineman, you got your two tackles. These are Pro Bowl guys, but they'll come out of their shell a little younger. But that you need one of the big boys. You need the quarterback. Obviously, Geno's been on a couple teams. So, all that bullshit in the locker room or taking it easy, we're losing anyway. That's not going to happen with this squad this year.
I see Tippmann maybe growing into more of a leadership role as time goes on. One of those interior linemen.
Yeah, think about it back then. Like, you went from Wyatt to Mangold. Your center's the big voice. You hear him on every play. And Brick wasn't as talkative, but – Revis is there, all those guys, but like you need that guy on the front line, the guy calling out the, the defense and this and that. You need that combination, Gino and Tippmann, Vinny and Mawai, Chad and Mawai. That's the guys that lead. You know what I mean? That's the guys when you get in the huddle, they're like just shut up. Mm-hmm. Let's roll. It's not like let's stop complaining. Stop talking about the play before. Let's stop, whatever it is. And I think they have that now.
You think about though to the 98 team, Curtis, he's not the biggest rah-rah guy. You could kind of classify him as quiet. Vinny, I guess he commanded the huddle. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. But dude, promise you, he did. Yeah.
He did, yes. Was Fabini an outspoken guy.
No, but you know, all those guys collectively, like him and Brandon Moore, Randy Thomas, those guys.
Mawai, for sure.
Lazat and Mawai, how many years they had and Pro Bowls they had.
Yep.
Beck, I mean, he would get in there. But I mean, on defense, there was just so many guys. So,
Jason Ferguson?
Ferguson. I remember his rookie year, we're up in Foxborough, and he looked nervous. And I was like, I remember sitting there, and I'm like, hey, you nervous? He's like, well, I'm like, you look nervous. And he's like, nah, I'm good, man. I'm like, yo, there's a lot of people out there. I just went out there. Everybody's watching. I'm not saying you should be nervous, but I'm like, you look nervous, but I just went out there. Dude, there's like 80,000 people or so.
Dude, the president's out there. Did you see him?
So, it's just, you know, guys like that you can joke with. But when you cross the white lines, it was like, you know, they didn't have that brotherhood the last couple of years. And talking to Garrett Wilson, mm-hmm. He's like, I'm coming back healthy. I'm good. Different mindset. And it's weird. It's just weird how the Knicks winning the championship and the drought and all that stuff with us and the other New York teams, you would think it would add more pressure, but I actually think it relieves it a little bit. I'm not sure why. I just feel like, you know, they kind of took the pressure off everybody. It's not like, oh, who's the first to win? That's kind of how it goes as far as being a winning, you know, city again. And then, just expecting to win.
That's a really great point, because it takes the pressure off and you suddenly see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not a New York, Jersey. It's not a college sports town. But if you go to college sports towns, each sport impacts the other sport within the university, even two different colleges in one area. So, and obviously the late 60s, there wasn't crazy success during this decade of the 60s with the Jets, Mets, and who am I missing out? Jets, Mets, and Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks were good too. Yeah.
Yeah. And they reeled it off one after another. I forget the exact order. I think it was Jets, Mets, then Knicks. 69, 70. Yeah. So yeah, man, it would be wild if the Knicks were the ones to kick it off this time, you know?
I'm telling you, it's kind of like that. If I was on the team, like, you know, just, hey, let's roll. Let's you know, jump on their coattails. Let's get the city excited. Let's get New York's excited. You know what I mean? You know, let's get another winning season. Let's progress. Because not that they came out of nowhere, the Knicks, but I don't think people expected to win the way they did with all these comebacks and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah, it didn't come out of nowhere exactly. Just everything on top of it, everything broke so right. And you're like, man, finally, the city got some. They got their due, which they were deserved.
Yeah.
So speaking of the old school teams, you guys used to wear those white helmets, thanks to Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, the uniform change they had in 2019, I hated it. Hated it.
Yeah.
This is a 10 out of 10. For those who are listening, I'm talking about the new Jets all white uniforms, white helmet, white face mask with the current logo. It might be one of the best jerseys they've ever released, I think.
Yeah, it looks nice. If you can't see it, you'll find a way to. And the Jets whiteout game is September 20th. Ah, Griffin's birthday. We will be
there. Is it? Interesting. Yeah.
Big Griffin will be 15. Griffin started freshman football last week. Lots of running, he said. So I've been at the field with him. So I get to have a nice 4 years of rooting for him. You know, Cade just finished playing a Catholic. So, 9:20, Griffin's birthday will be there at the whiteout. But, hopefully going into that game, we're ready. You know, had a couple good games. Because if we go in there with a win or two, it's going to be an exciting night, you know, especially with these uniforms. Like you said, they're lights out.
Yes. And I remember in years past, they would wear all black in September when it was still hot out. Kind of not the best move. I think this is right on the money with the all white kudos. I think Asman said it first. Asman, by the way, whoever, actually, me and Wayne might get into it now. Whoever hasn't checked it out, check out Asman's show from Wednesday morning. Me and him go at it. He's my dude. We could yell at each other and then be fine 5 minutes later. Same with Wayne. But check it out. You know, kudos to him by pointing it out. But you nerds with the blackjack, let me tell you.
Listen, like I said, we were down there for that Jets pool party thing down in the...
It was a good time. It was a really good time.
But we sat at the blackjack table after we ate and a nice meal, calm. Yeah. And then you're sitting in the end seat. And
let me hear the story. Let's go.
You want to listen. Yeah, you kept saying you're like the man. Who the book? Why do I have to follow the book? And it was like standard blackjack stuff. It wasn't, you know, like hitting, you know, five versus six or five versus. It was just like not like something you would ever think of. Even the dealers. No. Like, no. Listen, no. It was. I looked at you and I was like, I said to Asma, I'm like, I've never seen him like this. Like, you're supposed to be the smart one on this show, and you said some dumb shit.
Let me tell you.
When you listened, we were right.
Let me tell you the real story. Yeah, I was in rare form, but it was intentional. I was being an asshole on purpose.
Nah, dude,
but why that was the case is because at one point, this is what kicked it all off. I had a 12, and the dealer, I don't remember if it was a 3 or 4. I think it was a 3, and I was deciding. I didn't make a decision right away. I was deciding, and Asman yelled at me like it was World War III. Like the fucking National Guard came to town. And if someone's going to yell at me at some... Huh?
You didn't want to hit 15 versus 10, but you wanted to hit...
No. It was 12.
Six the first versus... No, dude, it was everything. You
could yes, I was fucking around afterwards. Once I get yelled at on a 12 dude. With a 3 showing, I am going to... Everything's done. I'm gonna fuck around. Tantrum.
It was fine, I'll do it. And you're throwing your chips up. I was just like, nah, it wasn't planned. It was the baby tantrum. So I don't know. You know.
No. The first baby tantrum.
Everybody won. I hit one so many hands, but I kept putting money on everybody's hands.
Yeah, you had the magic touch. I'll say that.
But I'm the only one that lost money because I gave away probably $500-$600 just putting chips on everybody's hands.
Yes.
I was telling them, when you won like a green chip, just put it in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll go again.
Oh, dude.
Maybe we'll have a fan experience.
My only point is, yes, there has to be a baseline. You have to use basic strategy, but if it's a... there are certain situations where it's not... You keep
saying 12. It wasn't just that, no.
No, what I'm saying is that was the first one that had me just throw my hands up. Like, I can't believe I'm getting yelled at for this. Like, this is insane. And then I was an asshole after that, 100%.
So maybe we'll do something. So yeah, as far as that, you know, we know what to expect at camp. We know what forms. Big announcement. Me and Lavernius Coles had done a previous podcast on a different site,
and entertaining.
We are bringing it to Jets X Factor. So me and Lavernius Coles back after a 1 year hiatus. We had 2 years. Together, you can go back and watch our shows. They're hysterical. And people
always ask, dude,
when you coming back with that? So me and Lavernius will be back. First show, right before training camp, be a weekly thing. Maybe sometimes a little post-game stuff. But yeah, we'll do pre-game every week, day or two before the game. Do some follow-ups. We'll have a promo code. Lots of giveaways, dual giveaways, autographs with me and him on. Helmets, footballs, might do some Legends Luncheons where you can enter raffles if your subscription to go to On the Field Experience, Game Day Experience, come to your tailgate, some kind of luncheon down by me, tons of stuff I've wanted to do but didn't want to do with Robbie. So it'll just be me and Lavernius. We're going to have a promo code. It'll be me and LC on the Wide Open Jets podcast coming soon. But yeah, it's going to be some stuff, live Q&A, some stuff no other podcast is doing. LC's willing to do it. I talked him into it, but a lot of fan experiences and hopefully a lot of face-to-face time with you guys, which, you know, it's important to me. So yeah, we have that coming up next week, me and LC.
And the basic structure will be we'll pick a night as the baseline, once a week live stream. So like Wayne said, you know, everyone engaged, it'll be a really good time. And I'll try to egg on both of you to butt heads as much as possible. I'm sure I won't need to, but I'll try still.
There's no need to
I know.
Just wind this up and let us go.
Yeah.
I will. But no, it'll be good and they'll all be live. We love the comments. And you'll see if you haven't heard LC talk before, cause he doesn't do much, you can get a kick out of it.
Yes, sir.
So that's coming up. We will announce it. So keep posting into the jetsxfactor.com. Like and subscribe on this too.
Yes. Share the video. Awesome. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the last one that we're having before me and LC. So let me put my light back on. This would be the right time to do it now because it's going to be a little different set up as far as, you know, behind the paywall and all that stuff. Because we're offering, you know, like I said, raffles and experiences, game day, tailgate, all that stuff. So, you know, I would certainly look for the promo code to sign up. So that's going to be great. I don't know if you have anything else to talk
about. No, I'll just say for the JetX people who know us, who've been with us for 5-6 years, you know, we're a website, but we also do podcasts and on YouTube. We will be engaged. I will be engaged with YouTube. So just get ready. Everyone knows you could be a subscriber at the site or YouTube or both. Google doesn't allow it to sync it, but I expect pretty good things, pretty big things from the live streams with these two for sure. So I'll be hard at work getting that ready this week.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy. I promise you. Just if you've gone back, if you ever heard us, and a lot of people ask when we're back. So last thing is that I teased is I was at Fanatics Fan Fest. The next night I went to dinner and Puka Nacua was there. Talked to him. I was talking to Breece Hall. Very happy to have his contract and be back. And then at this long table, and there's a woman, a girl next to me, and then next to her was this normal looking white dude. Just like didn't think much of it, you know. And like I said, Breece Nacua, Mo Bamba walked in. You know, he's like 7 foot.
Yeah.
And I kind of just like introduced myself to him when he's like, I'm Tyler. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Good to meet you. And my son, Griffin, he's 14. He's like, you know, that's Tyler Kolek from the Knicks. I'm like, mother. I'm like, I just embarrassed him. I said, dude, I am so sorry that I didn't recognize you. He goes, dude, I get it all the time. I'm like, I feel your pain. Because
he's your type of people, man. He is your type of people.
He's like, yeah. He's like, it's just how it is. I'm like, you know, he's like, I'm the white guy. I was like, you know.
All white guys look alike. You know, we know this.
But so I was talking to him. And I told him, my man, I'm a Knicks fan for life. I'm like, you know, you're on the Mount Rushmore, man. You got that ring. Started us off. No one can ever take that away from you. Then it's like, just took a picture with him and, you know, hey, he's like 6'1", 6'2", but I know he's got some spice out there, a little attitude. He talks some smack. Guy's sweet. So, I was just like, he's like, dude, don't even worry about it. I'm like, man, I'm coming. I got to come see this guy. I got to wear his jersey. But yeah, I didn't recognize Tyler Kolek and, I should have, but I don't think he recognized me either. So,
I mean, he's like two generations removed.
Yeah. You know what? Like Puka and like some of those guys, and I seen Mendoza and.
So Puka knew right away?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was just kind of cool. Great, great guy, man. A lot of energy. Just funny, fun.
Yeah.
But Tyler Kolek, man, I'm a big fan now. Didn't get me and Griffin a jersey, but I was, Griffin's like, when we left, Griffin's like, you know, he's 14 now. So now he can say certain curse words. He's like, he's like that. He's like, you look like an asshole. When you introduce yourself to him, I'm like, bud, I'm like, I'm tired. I did Fan Fest yesterday and I'm like, I made up for it. So, yeah, it was great. He had his girlfriend there from high school, which is awesome. Cause I've been with Amy since college. So he's like, yeah. See, he said the same exact thing. He's like, she knew me when I was nothing. And I'm like, I said the same thing about Amy. Like, she knew me when I was just like little asshole, you know, wearing my hat low. And then his brother was there. It's a similar thing that his brother was there. So to meet them, yeah, good people, man. So that's my story.
I'm picturing like who would be on the Mount Rushmore of New York, New Jersey professional white athletes who get confused and are not allowed into the parade or into training camp. You and Kolick are two of four for sure.
We were dressed exactly the same. We both had on like black pants and a black shirt. I had a jet hat on. I'm like, it's the same kind of thing. Like just not like decked out in jet stuff and like,
yep. Understated.
Griff, we'll have to post it. But yeah, awesome for That's the great. Knicks. But yeah, so we will be doing the announcement for the first me and LC show. Let you know what to expect. Give you some warning. And all our shows will be live. So start preparing your comments now if you've ever, you know, wanted to ask LC something. You're going to get
– Yes.
I don't know if you're going to get the answer you expected, but it's going to happen.
Yes. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. And trust me, we'll get a rough schedule out for everyone because that consistency of knowing the night is usually – it's not going to be perfect, but that's usually a good starting point. So we'll get that out to everyone once we figure it out.
I'm telling you, man, lots of giveaways, lots of events, lots of, like I said, fan interaction. That's what I want. I don't care if you come down to my neighborhood and we go grab a bite somewhere.
Beautiful.
That kind of stuff. So, yeah, so exciting stuff coming up next week. Can't wait to get back on the air with LC and Robbie. And I'm expecting a big year. If not for the Jets, but definitely for Jets X Factor, because we're turning the page, man. We're gonna take over the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're ready. We're ready. Coles, she makes me laugh. Coles will be fun. Coles will be fun.
Yeah. So you know, Coles is when we were doing the show when Zach was playing. Like the way I'm like talking to him and.
On a thing about him
is we argue, but we smile. And the way he described it, he was the Jets offense line when Zach was there, he's getting running for his life. He's like, Q, he's like, you know what our offense line is like wet toilet paper? You know when you got wet toilet paper and your finger goes right through and touches your ass? That's how LC's questions are. He's like, yeah, our offense line is like wet toilet paper. I'm like, dude, you can't say stuff like that. Now he can on our show, but he's like, he's kind of brutally honest. About the team, but he knows what he's talking about, but he is hysterical, man. So I'm looking forward to it. Fighting with him. And so, you know, he's my favorite teammate ever. He's my best friend. So it's all love.
Like and subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, actually it's called now, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey. Don't forget, JetX is on Odyssey as well. I'm sure Coles and Corbett will be there as well. That'll be worked on this week. And share this video. You know, go to jetx.com, jetsxfactor.com, and all that good stuff. And we'll let Wayne take us away, put a bow on it here.
Yeah, like I said, brand new year. You know, let's go into a positive. Obviously, you know, anything can happen. But as far as I know, 100% attendance and everything. Going to training camp.
No Can't job. Wait till it starts. Can't wait to be there.
No drama, no holdouts, just straight football. You know, I know they're going to be hitting this year too. I like that. Yeah. The training camp. But yeah, we'll be all over everything. I know not everything's open to the public as much. So we'll be there. We'll have eyes on every practice and everything we see will translate over on our podcast when we get a chance.
Yes, sir. All right, Jets fans. See you soon.